I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. How do you make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. Valid offense, I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? But what am I gonna do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. An enormous beaver has caused traffic havoc in Washington State and has been taken into custody. This happened in Bellingham, Washington. Police there responding to a report of two beavers blocking Aldrich Road. So a couple of days back, both animals fled the scene, but the larger animal reappeared the next day to continue causing traffic issues.
Are they still at large?
One is. The beaver was taken into protective custody, and I guess it was friendly.
Nice beaver,
said the police. The Fish and Wildlife Commission have hopes of being able to rehabilitate the creature far enough away from the interstate where it won't cause any kind of traffic.
And that's your beaver news.
You know, once in a while in Florida, this is kind of a cool thing. You know, people down there treat each other like crap. You know, you got fingers flying out windows. It's a very hostile place, especially with all those damn New Yorkers living down there now. But it doesn't matter where you're from. If there's a turtle crossing the road, everybody stops. Everybody stops to watch the turtle make his way.
And they can be enormous.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty big. And you got to be careful, too, because some people will get out of the car and pick it up and take it to the grass so it can continue its journey.
And get bit.
But some of those, well, see, people there, they buy these exotic pets and release them. That's why pythons are now taking over the Everglades, because idiots think, hey, here's a great pet, 23 feet of moving reptile. Big enough to swallow our children.
And now they're out reproducing.
Oh, they're destroying parts of the Everglades. But some of those are snapping turtles, and there's a type of turtle down there that if you pick it up and its head comes out and reaches around and bites you, the only way to get it off your finger is to decapitate the turtle.
Oh, my God.
In which case, you're helping nobody.
Have you seen where people put, like, poles? You know, I mean, they'll snap. They can snap. The end of a anything really. Like anyway, they're massive jaws.
I just find it interesting, a place where they're just so busy being ugly to each other that all traffic will come to a screeching halt. But the turtle just sort of ambles his way across the street.
Thinking of not Hanna-Barbera, but the old Looney Tunes and the turtles.
Yeah. 8:04, we're going to wrap up the hour with a visit to Jay Scott, everybody.
Why, thank you very much. I want to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, that one-of-a-kind jewelry store that we've talked about before that is paying top dollar for your usable estate jewelry, but really, it's the gold. That's where the money is, because gold is at an all-time high right now, and Troop Booth is willing to pay top dollar for that gold. That you may have. I mean, if it's broken jewelry, if you don't have to get it fixed, just bring it in. He'll buy it. Talk to him. 260-0066 is the number. You'll reach Troop whenever you call that number. If he doesn't answer, then you can leave a message. He's going to call you back. You can send a text. He'll get that too, and he'll reach back out to you. He does want to talk to you. If you want to talk to him, he does want to talk to you as far as what you may have to either sell. Maybe you're just trying to get an idea of the value of what you've got. Maybe you do want to sell that usable estate jewelry, or maybe you've got some coins.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs.
Sorry, I just set something down and started that. I did not mean to do that. I apologize. That's totally on me.
Or you've got some gold that you want to sell to them as well. You're going to get the top dollar for that. And if you want to use that for store credit, he'll give you even more, 20% more if you use what you're bringing in for store credit. And he's got some great items there. You can see everything by going to the website, heirloomjewelers.com. You can also go to their Facebook page or their Instagram page to see those pieces as well. One of the big ones that he's got there is that 7.88 carat emerald ring. And there is a picture of it on the website or Facebook or Instagram. Beautiful, beautiful ring. And you can check that out online at their store. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it's by appointment only because Troop's the only one that runs the place. So like I said, when you called him to talk to him about your jewelry or what you want to sell or something like that, you're getting the decision from the man himself. It's not going to take days for him to, you know, reach out to the home office. He is the home office. He's making those decisions. They're located on Vaughn Road and have been there since, I think 1994. Troop's grandparents opened the store in 77, so he knows what he's talking about. 260-0066 or online at heirloomjewelers.com.
807 SRN News in 2.
More than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
It's March 7th, the greatest day ever. On the 7th of March, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell received a patent for his revolutionary new invention, the telephone. He was so excited, he had to share the news with his daughter.
Oh my God, there's not even Snapchat on this stupid thing.
Have a great March 7th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time of the tone, 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey wasting no time signing a bill that provides legal protection to IVF patients and providers in the state. Follows an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos have the same legal rights as children. Tonight's State of the Union speech offers President Biden a major election year stage, and a Republican response will be delivered by Senator Katie Britt of Alabama. In Philadelphia, the kids were lining up to board a city bus when the shooting began. Several masked men opened fire on the high schoolers yesterday. 8 were wounded. 1, critically. The attackers fled. The manhunt goes on. Iran-backed Houthi rebels have attacked another ship in the Gulf of Aden, this time with deadly results. 3 crew members on board the Barbados-flagged bulk carrier were killed. On Wall Street, Dow futures 64 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 98. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. State of the Union address.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Biden is a gaffe machine.
Taoiseach knows a lot about it. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And Although she's, wait, your mom's still alive as your dad passed. Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper.
In Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton is as qualified or more qualified than I am to be Vice President of the United States of America. Let's get that straight, and quite frankly, it might have been a better pick than me.
A man I'm proud to call my friend, a man who will be the next president of the United States, Barack America.
And it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S, jobs.
When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television.
When the stock market crashed, Hoover was president, and there was no television.
Yeah. What am I going to tell the president? I tell him his teleprompter is broken. What will he do then? There's all kinds of old Irish sayings. This is my grandfather Finnegan. I think he made them up. But it says, may the hinges of our friendship never go rusty. Well, with these two folks that you're about to meet, if you haven't already, there's no doubt about them staying oiled and lubricated here. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Graham, state senator, is here. Chuck, stand up. Chuck, let him see you.
State Senator Chuck Graham is in a wheelchair.
Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck.
My passion to make sure this is done right, it may exceed my abilities.
Invest in Ritalin, folks. They're going to be pumping them full of it tonight. I may actually watch this one until I get angry. When I start getting angry, I'll turn it off because I'll need to get to sleep.
I may record it and check out portions of it.
All callers to our show this morning have qualified to win The Works. That drawing is tomorrow morning at 8:55. The Works includes a full service on your vehicle, oil change, tire rotation, rolling inspection of those tires before they're remounted, not to mention safety inspection of brakes, all fluids, and if you have a light that's popping on your car, let them know so they can check that out for you as well. And when they're done, they vacuum out your car to say thanks for choosing Don Duncan. With three locations to serve you, all stocked with wholesale price major name brand tires, starting with Mount Duncan in Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison, and Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. 8:13.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
We're enjoying this nice break in between storm systems. We just went up 6 degrees in the last hour, and it looks like a pretty good day today with a good bit of sunshine, a warmer day, more comfortable, with a high temperature up to about 78 today, increasing clouds, low 58 tonight. Tomorrow, breezy, warmer, high 76. Risk of some showers and thunderstorms by later on in the afternoon, especially, let's say, after 3 for most folks. And then widespread rain and storms in the overnight hours until Saturday morning. And unfortunately, in the wee hours of the morning, a severe weather threat, including the threat of tornadoes and also excessive rainfall totals as well. So Saturday, I think the showers clear out before noon, dry for the rest of the weekend, sunshine returning on Sunday, and then much cooler with a high only up to about 62. But here's the thing. Alabama growers, be watching that Sunday night and Monday night low temperature forecast. Right now I've got us in the upper 30s. If we have to take that down any lower, possible patchy frost as we start the growing season here. Right now this morning, 59 with the sunshine and calm winds at 7:45.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Good morning, friends.
Guess what today is?
What is it already?
It is National Flapjack Day.
Too early for flapjack?
I like pancakes.
Pancakes and flapjacks are nothing alike.
Where are my flapjacks?
Here come the flapjacks.
Flapjacks do sound good.
Stop your flapping and eat your flapjacks.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
It is 8:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up, we're going to give away a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. Except, I haven't quite decided how to do that. So I'm going to be thinking about the delivery mechanism for this great prize while Jay Scott reviews the menu. By the way, I saw Paul the other day.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Because you went to
the French fries are still the best in town. Among all the great things they do, of course. I don't know if it's the oil or what, man, I can't stop with those things. Plus, they have the best soda mix. And I'm a connoisseur. A lot of people know wine or beer. Yeah. I know fountain sodas.
Yes, you do.
Better than anybody else in the River Region. Here's Jay.
Well, if you want to go and enjoy that soda fountain deliciousness at the Seafood Bistro, you can. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They'll open up today at 11 a.m. Just walk in there and be like, I want a soft drink. And you'll have options to pick from. You can go and, you know, put the ice in, get your drink, and see exactly what Greg is talking about. You can also try the fries to see exactly what Greg is talking about. Now, you can get them just regular fries if you want to, but you can also get the bacon cheddar fries if you would like to do that. They have that option for you as well. You can also, as side items, you can get the Cajun potatoes or the cheese grits, coleslaw, fried okra, hush puppies there, mac and cheese. They've got Cajun corn, onion rings, a vegetable medley, bacon cheddar grits, fried green tomatoes, red beans and rice. That's for the sides. You can get a full order of the red beans and rice, or you can get an appetizer, the fried green tomatoes, the fried pickles, the Cajun cheese curds, the corn nuggets, the jalapeno poppers there as well, or the dragon shrimp, or do the healthy thing. Get a salad if you'd like to, or any of the fish, blackened or blackened or grilled there at the Seafood Bistro as well. The entire menu is online at their website at theseafoodbistro.com. It's also on your phone with the delivery app, so use that as well if you want to look at the menu right now. 279-7500 is their number, so you can give that a call when they open up today at 11 a.m. and enjoy some great lunch or dinner from the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, many of us went to Google during the month of February asking questions about various topics, and I have a list of the top 10 things that we asked the Google for help with. And I still don't know how we're going to do the Seafood Bistro gift card giveaway, but we'll be starting that shortly. I'm going to go outside and see what I can come up with. In front of the building,
check
enjoying
the traffic
too. Yeah, that beautiful sunshine.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is speaking out about the effort within the Alabama legislature to revise the Ethics Act. That bill has passed out of a House committee and will be considered by the full House. Marshall says he's opposed to the bill and how it deals with those who violate the Ethics Code or the Fair Campaign Practices Act. Marshall told 1819 News that the bill is written in a way that would sideline his office and other district attorneys' offices and replace their prosecutorial discretion with another entity, the Alabama Ethics Commission. The commission would then be able to issue private warnings and civil penalties in an area that is normally prosecuted under the criminal code by the AG's office. The bill's sponsor, Matt Simpson, says he feels good about the bill and the procedural changes that have been minimally made, in his opinion, and Simpson is ready to take that bill to the House floor. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A murder trial continues in Huntsville regarding the death of a high school basketball star. Keandre McGuire is facing capital murder charges for the drive-by shooting death of Deonta Moore back in 2021. Witnesses were called on Tuesday after opening statements were made. McGuire has entered a not guilty plea in this case. Human remains were found on Wednesday in Northeast Jefferson County. Investigators also located a vehicle which is being linked to those remains and to a missing persons case out of Birmingham. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
I'm Johnny Adams. I represent people injured in car wrecks at no fault of their own. Call me, Johnny Adams, 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
WACV, so it's contest time.
Yay.
All right.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game we've selected this morning is the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Now, to demonstrate the game, I'm going to play it with Rich and Jay.
All right.
To show you how simple, fun, and educational
it is. I'm up for it.
All righty. Your first statement. In 1931, Coco Chanel designed the dresses to be worn by Gloria Swanson in the film Tonight or Never.
Truth. Gosh, I have no idea.
At one time I knew this answer.
I'll say it's true.
Actually, no, I never knew this answer. I have no idea. I'm going to go with true.
See how easy it is to win? Because you only got to get 2 out of 3 correct or get them all wrong.
Just be stupid and guess.
Thanks for limiting the potential target audience for this.
Just be stupid and guess.
Let's try another one.
Okay.
Winston Churchill coined the...
You would never lie about that man.
Winston Churchill coined the phrase, to be an Englishman is to belong to the most exclusive club there is. True the baloney?
I'm going to say baloney.
That feels baloney.
See? Now, had you not been stationed employees, you would have won a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Well, I quit.
he'll do anything for a free lunch.
All right, let's do one more demo, then we'll start soliciting calls.
Pressure.
A carbuncle is found suctioned to the bottom of seagoing craft. A carbuncle.
For some reason, I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false.
Jay is right on that one.
Okay.
Rich gets the... Jay gets the...
Okay.
So there you go. It's that simple, and you learn yourself something along the way.
Should have been a boat bunkle. Yeah, that's right.
2729. Oh, see what he did there? Because carbuncle, that's like an automobile.
You're right.
But a boat bunkle,
yeah,
if it's a seagoing craft, why not call it a boat bunkle instead of a carbuncle?
I don't know why, but I was thinking a fatty carbuncle.
That was Arbuckle, not
Carbuncle. Which is not correct, I know.
Yeah, and what a scandal that was.
Even someone like me with limited intelligence knows that.
He was getting,
All right, so let's see our all-volunteer army show up at 2729228 to play the game.
That are the people we forced to call. By torturing them with...
By the way, if you are an employee, we already know you can't play.
Yes.
Hey, I just see where Mike Tyson's going to be in a fight. On Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, swell. I'll have to make sure I clear my schedule that evening.
It's going
to
be live.
Yeah?
Saturday, July 20th, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
The Bite the Ear Festival.
Wow. I haven't seen Mike Tyson fighting.
He is America's favorite rapist. All right. Let's 2729228.
How old would he be now?
Got to be 50-something.
Here we go. Quick, to the Google. While we wait for the phone calls.
Yeah, 2729228. In fact, we will hit the traffic dungeon while we're waiting for your call at 2729228.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, a beautiful Thursday morning, 65, 85, doing okay. Watch out for the construction workers out there. We've had several minor fender benders. Of course, they're minor if they're not yours. But all in all, major outs are looking good. McKinnon Toyota has a great selection of Toyota Camrys, the number one selling car in America. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
All right, Darren's going to play the game with us. And every time I hear the name Darren, I think... Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you for being the volunteer to play the game that everybody loves to listen to, but nobody likes to participate in.
Truth or baloney?
I read you a statement. You tell me whether it's truth or baloney. And by the way, you can reach out to your lifelines here, Rich or Jay. They don't know the answer.
We're stupid.
Oh, Mike Tyson's 57, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
The meat from sheep
was
not considered suitable food for purified persons of ancient Egypt. Everybody knows this one. True the baloney.
What do you think, man?
Truth.
Look, you're halfway to glory already, man. That? This is
you have set the pace.
Next statement. The Mikado, the Pirates of Penzance, and My Fair Lady are all Gilbert and Sullivan operas. True the baloney.
True.
Yeah, there's a few in there that are, or at least one I know, but I guess one of the others is not.
I don't know the operas.
All right, get this one right.
Yep.
The real name of the canine star of the classic Lassie Came Home was Pal. The real name of the canine star of the classic Lassie Come Home, not the Lassie Classy Come Home.
Darren, I think that's true, but you got to guess.
I don't know.
I think
good work. Excellent work. You win. Now.
Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome. I didn't do anything.
Jay's going to get some information from you, and so hold on. But along the lines of that last True the Baloney statement.
Yeah. Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
True story, Rich, from Michigan. A dog that was involved in a car crash took off from the site of the accident and ran straight to her doggy daycare
a mile away
get the attention of the owners. Here is the owner of this dog, Aries, Melissa Fickle, and Houndstown Metro Detroit owner Travis Ogden talking about what happened. This is impressive.
I had the windows down because Aries likes to hang her head out, and as soon as there was that smack, as soon as I felt and heard it, almost instantaneously, she was out the window.
She's like, this is where I go, and this is where I stay. She just seemed to, like, she knew what to do.
She was literally knocking on the door, like, can somebody let me in?
Oh, haven't we heard those stories, though, from people that were on vacation at Disney World?
Yeah.
And they live in Michigan, and a few months later, the dog walks up to the house.
But, you know, we saw it in the TV show all the time. Lassie knew exactly which law enforcement agency to go to, how to get their attention. And they all knew because it was Lassie, they better follow her.
How many dogs do you think, we've done this before, how many dogs do you think played Lassie? I just looked it up.
I'm going to guess 3 dozen?
No, it's a much smaller number. How many dogs do you think played Lassie in the run of the show?
How long did the show run?
The show ran... let's see, the first film was in 43, and then the famous TV show all through the 50s. So
I would go with two, three. No.
So you're too high and you're too low. Nine dogs played Lassie.
I didn't hear what his answer was.
Yeah, he said 3 dozen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it did have a long run.
By the way, Lassie was a female dog, by the way.
Wait a minute. I thought it was the opposite. Lassie's a girl.
In the first film, Lassie was a female.
You know, I just surfed into that on Turner Classic the other day. Elizabeth Taylor's in that movie.
Is that right?
As a young woman, yes.
How about that?
Can't miss those kaleidoscope eyes. I think that's...
Was there a Timmy in the 1943 movie?
I don't know. Oh, my goodness, Timmy. I honestly don't remember the answer to that one.
All right.
We are at 8:33 on this Good Samaritan Day.
Today, we salute another stupid holiday.
In March, we celebrate Good Samaritan Involvement Day. Here's attorney C. Robert Biggs.
I'd just like to remind everybody on Good Samaritan Involvement Day that if you try to help somebody, you could wind up being sued. Just in case, here's my card.
Keep listening. You never know when another stupid holiday will pop up.
Wow, Joe Scarborough, Bizarre, ranting about the Best Buy. Oh, my goodness, Timmy. These people are mental patients. And today, I guess, on one of the network boards, on Face the Nation, an ATF agent could not disassemble a weapon, which is something they're supposed to be able to do blindfolded.
Yeah.
There was footage from that Rust trial where the gun expert for the prosecution... So not anybody that worked on the set, but just an expert on guns trying to, you know, here's how the gun would have went off. Anyway, you can see the video of him as he's holding up the gun in the witness box and pointing it straight at the judge. The bailiff comes over and is like, sir, no.
God, wouldn't that have been ironic?
Oh, my God.
Well, they found her guilty. And if they found her guilty, I gotta believe they're gonna find Alec Baldwin guilty.
He has to hold responsibility, being what, producer, I think, or something.
Well, and he's the last person to hold the gun.
That's what I'm saying. At least there's responsibility involved in him in this.
By the way, was there ever a more comical use of a gun than by Jennifer Coolidge in the finale of?
I gotta go back and watch it, man. It's been a while since I've seen it.
White Lotus.
I know the detail. I know the bigger details of it, of the seasons, but I don't know the smaller ones.
The fine details
that you're going to remember because you just watched it.
It's rare that a show that features such a woman who literally goes out of her way to look unsympathetic and unattractive,
mm-hmm.
But her staggering around, oh man, that was wild. That was wild stuff, Rich.
I love that series, though.
Yeah,
I'm glad it's coming back for a third.
Yeah, it is terrific.
Shooting it right now.
Time for Hard News, brought to you by Pennier & Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
You're mostly going to list the things that top the charts when it comes to asking Google for help with questions, so we'll take these one at a time.
Number five.
The question, why is gas going up? Now, David Blackman, who's an energy expert, answered that for our listeners. We're attacking the Houthis, who are controlling the Red Sea.
Uh-huh.
As a result of that action, ships that are bringing oil from the Mideast have to go all the way around Cape Horn in Africa, which adds to the expense of delivering the oil.
No, that makes sense.
And by the way, you can expect to see, we've been up 15, 20 cents within a matter of days. It's going to go up again when we have to switch to summer blends, another government-mandated way to rip you off, friends.
See, MAPCO is 8 cents today.
So that was the number five question. And then
number four.
Where is Kate Middleton? Weird things happening all around the Royals. Camilla Parker Bowles has
that part, of course, and then the King and his cancer, and yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Kate recovering from abdominal surgery. Rumors that there may be more to the story, like she was missing, were also circulating.
Number three.
When will AT&T service be restored? That happened on the 22nd. Yeah. Remember?
Yep.
And some people went 12 hours without any service from AT&T, who generously, after the whole thing had passed and been solved,
$5
to their loyal customers as a reward. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Then,
number two.
What time is the Super Bowl? You know, and even on that day, I couldn't remember exactly when it was supposed to kick off.
Usually about 5:26 our time. Usually.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then finally,
and number one.
The question was, who the did I marry? There was a TikTok series with that name blew up last month. It's a woman telling the story of how she married a pathological liar.
That thing got a lot of attention.
So a lot of people wanted to find out more and looked it up. So those are your top five, brought to you by Pennier & Concrete Technologies, the preeminent name, the best when it comes to concrete pours, design, and planning. Tom Latham's been doing this for many years. When I first met him, he took me on a tour of places in the River Region where they had done work. The key to that tour, though, was everything he showed me was a Pennier & Concrete Technologies project that was done to replace a project that was done poorly.
By someone else.
And he was genuinely angry that people had spent thousands of dollars to have a concrete project done and then had it break up and have to be replaced, you know, within a matter of months in some cases. One actually failed to allow for drainage, so a house got flooded. So it was more than just having to redo the patio. They had to refloor their entire home. So these things can make a big difference, and Tom's a stickler for detail and will not tolerate substandard material, and will make sure that every single inch of the pour is properly reinforced. If you want to see outcomes, visit their Facebook page. Ask to see the receipts when you're talking concrete. Penny Earn's got them on Facebook. Or reach out for a free estimate from Tom at 284-9292. That's 284-9292 for Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's early, but it's already feeling good out there. Good bit of sunshine today. A little warmer than yesterday. Comfortable. High 78. We're already close to the 60-degree mark. Increasing clouds tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, breezy, warmer, high 76. I think if you have plans for the morning, that you're fine. The risk of showers and thunderstorms begins later on in the afternoon, especially after 3 for a lot of folks. Then widespread rain and storms in the overnight hours Friday night. Here we go into early Saturday morning with another one of those wee hours severe weather event. God, I hate that. That we are cursed with that in this part of the world, including the threat of tornadoes and damaging wind gusts, and also excessive rainfall totals as well. Saturday, showers clear out before noon, dry through the rest of the weekend. Sunshine returning Sunday, much cooler, high 62. And then attention, Alabama growers, late Sunday night into Monday night, we'll be looking at least upper 30s. We may have to come down a little bit on that overnight low temperature. And if we do, that would increase the risk of patchy frost. And we are into now the beginning of the growing season. Right now, mostly sunny and 59 at 841.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply for your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Morning Brew nominees coming up in a few minutes at 8:41. Here's traffic.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're still looking good around Montgomery. 65, 85, not a problem right now, along with the feeder routes. But if you're headed to Birmingham this morning, major problems north of Clanton. The interstate is shut down there. Larry Live Oak makes sure you have the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in the coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who, live in concert. Get your tickets now.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy National Cereal Day. Enjoy a big bowl of Fruity Pebbles, Cap'n Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, Honey Smacks, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Trix, or Lucky Charms today.
Warning, may contain processed corn refined wheat rice and oats added sugar and high fructose corn syrup. Be aware of low nutritional value. May be linked to health risks such as weight gain, heart disease, depression, tooth decay, high blood pressure, brain fog, liver damage, osteoporosis, and even sugar addiction.
Of course, you already knew all that, so wake up and help yourself to another bowl and enjoy your National Cereal Day.
Done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed.
Let's see, where's the dunce cap today as we list our morning room nominees, and we're going to start in Canada, eh? Where a man paid by an online streamer drove his car off a dock and into 12 feet of water. I think this attention-seeking through social media may be getting to the point where some people are going to pay with their life. Here is the tow truck driver who talked about recovering the vehicle. He said, come on.
12 feet of water over top of the car. How was I going to get in there? You know, I'm not a diver. I'm not a professional diver. I don't know how to dive. Plus the weather, the coldness. You know, I would have caught hypothermia if I jumped in last night to get it. Basically, that car would have jammed everybody up for the day. They would have lost money. And all because of what? To have your face on YouTube? Really?
Who was the rock star that drove the car into the pool?
John Bonham from Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
And we stayed, I don't know if I've mentioned this 40 or 50,000 times, but I used to work with Styx.
Styx!
The band.
Yeah.
And we stayed at the same Holiday Inn in...
is it Michigan?
It was Michigan. I think it was Grand Rapids, if I'm not mistaken. We were there for a show. And the other memorable thing about that trip is we were coming back down Interstate 94 next to Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And a freaking seagull flew right into the windshield.
Oh, really?
Startled the hell out of everybody.
I can imagine.
And it was like the birds, man. The bird was, it managed to penetrate the windshield, but we had to pull off to the side of the road to have it removed. It was not pleasant. Oh, and now we have another story here, this time next door in Georgia.
Okay.
Where a woman there drove her Toyota Corolla through a fence and into a community pool.
Another pool story?
But this one has kind of a happy ending. It's dumb to drive your car into a pool, but the pool cover saved it from sinking into the water.
Somebody just ran through the pool fence in a car, and there's a covering over the pool, so he's not sinking. I don't know how long the covering's going to hold.
Let's go. You're here with me, okay? Come on. Out of your pool. I'm Officer Miller, Cobb County Police Department. Can you speak at all? Hey, you guys have a blanket?
There may have been alcohol involved.
Probably so.
And there's definitely alcohol involved in this one. And guess what state this happened in?
Let's say Florida.
Florida story for sure. A Miami-Dade police officer has been accused of being drunk when he crashed his county vehicle into another police car. Victor Montalvo allegedly crashed into a parked cop car with its emergency lights on around midday yesterday. The arresting officer said Montalvo told him that he drank too much, refused a field sobriety test, and it was his first day on the job.
Oh my gosh.
You almost have to give it to him.
No, he's got my vote.
Yeah, mine too.
No doubt.
Yeah, well earned.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
And tomorrow, you'll hear about a man who got his head, not his hand, his head stuck in a pickle jar.
How can you do that?
Well, those are questions we're going to... another police officer. We're already set. I've got 2 out of 3 for tomorrow already, but we're done for today as we hit the traffic dungeon at 8:50.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're looking okay out here right now. 65, 85, the Boulevard, feeder routes, all no big headaches out there for you. Getting into Maxwell and Gunner, doing good too. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. Over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor. They're on Highway 80 off I-85. Great people. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
And now, a star is born. On March 7th, 1956, the world welcomed little baby Bryan Cranston. The doctor was proud to deliver the future Breaking Bad star.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Say his name.
What?
Say his name.
Bryan Cranston?
You're damn right.
Bryan Cranston, a star is born.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Hi, I'm Dawn Sexton with Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville. I've been advertising now with Blue Water Broadcasting for a while, and it has greatly increased our referrals. We're glad we can help people get increased mobility to love their life again. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. Thanks.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, once again, it is State of the Union night. Many of you are shocked he's going to try and do this at all. And I'm sure every Democrat in America is holding their breath. Here's a preview of what might be.
What's the song that is played where everybody is on the chair, everybody at the, you know, going to the, you know, my mind's going blank now.
What's happening?
What, I can't remember.
I'm going to lose track.
My mind's going blank now.
What are you talking about?
What the hell's going on here?
Where the hell are we?
My mind's going blank now.
I can't remember. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. What am I doing here?
My mind's going blank now.
Where am I headed?
I keep forgetting I'm present. Where am I?
No idea.
Last night I was on the television.
Television.
I was on a telephone.
Rapidly rising.
I don't know.
COVID has taken more than 100 years.
Look,
here's why.
Reflected in the A-A-N-H-E-I. I-I-I-I-I.
America is a nation to be defined in a single word. I was inflicted in the British seas. We only got gains of Putin's kleptocracy. NATO's purpose is to defend against aggression. That makes me make that near and dear to you that you like to be able to. Anyway.
My mind's going blank now.
What's happening?
What, I can't remember.
I'm losing track.
My mind's going blank now.
What are you talking about?
What the hell's going on here?
Where the hell are we?
My mind's going blank now.
I can't remember. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
What am I doing here? My mind's going blank now.
Where am I headed?
I keep forgetting I'm present.
Where am I?
No idea.
I don't think as the idea that recognize Dr. John Kingerson. Kingerson.
I can't get this dude, get it off.
My mind's going blank now.
What's happening?
What if I can't remember? Lose track. My mind's going blank now.
What are you talking about?
What else is going on here?
Where the hell are
we? My mind's going blank now.
I can't remember. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. What am I doing here?
My mind's going blank now.
Where am I headed?
I keep forgetting I'm present. Where am I?
No idea. No idea. No idea.
The most nervous people tonight will be handlers.
Yes. And will that plastic underwear hold? It's 8:56 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So this afternoon we have a couple of things going on. Number one, we're going to delve into somebody who is electrifying Republicans and making woke heads explode. His name is Mark Robinson. Should be the next governor of North Carolina. Mark Robert from America's Untold Stories at 3:30, and David Blackman for a bonus hour of the Idiocracy from 4 to 5 today.
Right.
And then we'll look into, we have covered just about every movie that's up for nominations. The Oscars are Sunday. Going to do our picks tomorrow, and I would like you guys to participate in that too.
Okay.
I will.
We have that list somewhere.
We're just going to do the top six.
Okay.
Actor, actress, supporting, yep. Best picture, and director. Or maybe we'll just delve into cinematography. That was one of the things I loved about White Lotus, by the way. They did some phenomenal stuff with the natural scenery of Sicily.
Well done. It was well done.
Yeah, it wasn't just... And you know what? The other thing, at the end of it all, I thought, this whole thing was extraordinary at leading you to think X... and then turning around and surprising you with why, in a whole number of different ways.
Yeah, very clever. Now that you're watching stuff on HBO again, I got to get you another list of things to watch on that thing that we've talked about before. Chernobyl is depressing, but worth a watch.
I couldn't finish it. Just couldn't finish it.
But I'll tell you what I am enjoying is Master of the Air. That is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And like we talked about earlier.
Got one more left.
And then you can start watching Manhunt.
Oh, that's true. That's the following week.
Is this going to be one season only of Masters of the Air?
No, we don't know that yet.
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
But the Manhunt is 7 episodes.
When I first heard that title, Masters of the Air, I thought it was about me. Shut up.
Of the air. Gotcha, yeah.
Duh, that's a joke. All right, we weren't able to touch base with anybody out at Bramble Farm?
We were not. In fact, I got the answer as to why is because there's only 2 people there right now.
Oh, they're probably busy.
And they are extremely busy. So.
Well, we like to hear that. I know they still have fruit trees at Bramble Farm Center. Chickens are in, turkeys, and, of course, anything you need. If it's time to at least start planting the garden. What I love, the first time I bought seeds out there is they come in packets. You shovel your own.
Yeah.
And on the packets, the experts write how deep to plant. And, by the way, they have a planting stick. Mm-hmm. So you can go right down to the depth you're supposed to, drop the seed in, and then cover it right up with the top, just turning it around.
And I'm sure Randy would tell us about... what to be careful about planting. You know, we have maybe some lows in the 30s, perhaps, on Sunday and Monday night.
Yeah, you may want to hold off until early next week with that. Everything you need to plant a garden, to get rid of what you don't want growing or hanging around like rodents and those kind of beasts, it's all available under one big roof. I've always called it the Drucker Store of the Preferred Community. That's the 5400 Memorial Drive. That's about 1/3 of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's in the Preferred Community of Prattville. And you can also look them up on Facebook. All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, the great chemistry of the team at Alabama Unfiltered.